on Feel the Noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities. Right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Yes, 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 we're here and live in Studio B here at the new CKWI Radio 76.
Barely live. Barely make it through that tunnel tonight. Jeez, full of snow.
Think of all that snow, indeed. Wow. However, it was a nice snowblower. What was her name anyways? So glad to see you today. Here are the Sports Authorities on the new CKWI Radio 76. John Sever here. Phil, a pep and vigor. And I think that's what it was, about 80 proof. Anyways, it was a CK Christmas party today. And if you notice that our we put out our videos today. Wait till you see the other ones. You like this one. Anyways, you know.
That's just a warm-up.
Oh, hell yeah. But somehow, you know, we love to get women through college like they said they were. So, there we go. And that's what we're doing. Anyways, if you're here with new to us and the Sports Authorities, we're so glad to see you. A couple of rules going on here. We do not follow the FCC because we're not underneath their regulations. We're under the DMCA. So sometimes the language could get a little bit salty. And if so facto, bring a caramel with you. Let's see. We always have nothing but high standards. We are not bought and paid for, and that's one of the biggest things here. We're not bought and paid for by any team, any sport, anywhere. So we can tell you exactly how it is. You know, we're not filtered.
Like Stan Van Gundy.
God help us. Yeah, really.
We gotta give him time to get here. That's why we talk about him later in the show, because it takes time for him to get here.
Honestly, God, that dude. Wait a minute. He's here. He's coming.
He'll be here.
There you go. There's this Van Gundy walk. You know? Little fucking waddler. Anyways, what else we got? So, that, and... Oh, so here's what we normally will do, because we're kind of normal kind of people here. What happens... Well, let's introduce everybody first before we do that. Over to our left, your right, or stage up, so to speak, stage down, it'll be the Super CPA... Ken Pocket.
With the sharpest pencil in town. Good evening, everyone.
That's true.
Wow.
You name how much money you want back on your tax form, and there you go. Ken makes up his own W-2s in the back room. God. Tell that to the, yeah, maybe we should tell that to the new people.
Get
yeah.
out there, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
That's okay. I mean, it's a really cool. The W should be like that really old-fashioned font, like the English D. That looks kind of cool.
It's actually upside down. It's an M2.
Well done.
Confuse them.
There you go. And talk about being confused, but never here. The old referee himself, number 388 in your programs, but number one in your hearts, the man that always hates the Maple Leafs, Mark Milicek, our sport director here at CKIW Radio 76 on the Sports Authorities.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. I love the Maple Leafs.
There you go.
And I love everybody
out there.
Wait.
Sorry, got the wrong blue one. All right, so this is how it kind of goes.
And Mark was really going crazy last night about the Maple Leaf game.
That's glad we heard. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, so if you're new for us, what's happening is that Mark, our sport director here at CK, types up these wonderful books that we have all kinds of topics, and they have all kinds of numbers, except for not using the new Microsoft Office. You don't get the numbers here. So if you hear us calling out numbers, it just means that we're looking at different topics in front of us. So that kind of gives you like a little insider kind of thing here, because we don't read these things before we go on the air. So we're not scripted, and we don't really talk these things over. So what you're hearing live is what's coming right off our wrists, as they say.
Letting it fly.
That's right. And talking about letting it fly, look at what number one is all about. Good God.
All right. Yeah. Well, Kenny likes number one.
Oh.
Kenny says we can talk about we can do the whole show on number one.
Yeah, we can. Go ahead, Mark.
Number one is like a bunch of number two.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah, that too. Yeah. But the Tigers, when they traded Cameron Maben and his $9 million contract to the LA
worldwide
Angels.
We're worldwide, so you want to say the Detroit Tigers.
The Detroit Tigers. That's true.
The baseball team.
The baseball team. That created a hole in their lineup.
Hole
mainly,
in the head.
Mainly center field. And now the Detroit Tigers are trying to figure out how they can plug somebody into that hole in center field.
And they've got an asshole for the hole, right?
And so far,
just
as a
ready
winner.
Waiting. Yep.
And one of those players that they're thinking about plugging into center field.
Good God.
Is Kenny's favorite player.
Anthony Casper, the unfriendly ghost.
Ghost.
The unplayable ghost.
That's right.
I told you it was trouble when they didn't cut his ass right after the season. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. They're going to bring him back. They're going to try to sell him to the fans as the answer in center field. This is horrible. Ah! Okay, go ahead.
What are they doing? So what's the story? So they're saying, look, we don't have really a center fielder, so we got a choice of Anthony Ghost, Jacoby Jones, by Tyler Collins? Why is Tyler Collins even around? I mean, what's he supposed to be, like the 2017 John B. Walkenpuss?
He's cheap. He's cheap. They don't pay him much.
Well, he's not worth much.
Yeah, he
as a
worth
player.
Much.
We don't want to hurt
That's
your feelings.
Right. That's right. Or they could even bring somebody else in if some other team casts off some minor leaguer. Whoa. Of course, he didn't look at a center fielder in the Rule 5 draft. Why? Because, I don't know.
Didn't they just pick up somebody for the minor leagues, and they signed him. And the guy, it's like a career 253, and they yeah. signed him for like 1.8. Why? You know, for what? You need, you're desperate to sign a 253 hitter? I mean, he doesn't bring like five tools with him, or four, or three, or two, or the tool in his pants. He brings nothing with him. So what's the point? What was the big deal to say, look, see, we're still active on the trade thing?
Well, you know, it gets worse because when you look at it, you know, they're talking about Collins for center field. He's a corner outfielder, okay? So you're going to have J.D. Martinez in right field. He was the worst statistical outfielder last year. You're going to have Collins in center. You're going to have Upton in left.
Can you?
Oh, my God.
Can you move
what
J.D.?
What a train wreck. They're trying.
But what are you going to get? I mean,
they want more than is being offered right now.
So what is this, like the opening shot, and then Avila comes back like in February and goes, all right, we'll take what you were offering.
Could be, or the other thing could be, see, one of the things I learned in reading this stuff last week is that when they look at the luxury tax, they calculate it based on the salary structure at the end of the year. So you can go into the season over the cap and then trade off some salaries at the
end of the year?
You know, at the trade deadline.
So what are they doing it like it's the very first day that they have to be down? Ugh. Get Avila on the blower.
Well,
let's call him.
Yeah, I mean, what to me what happened was there was an edict handed down from the Illich organization. Okay, the old man's out of commission. We're cutting. And then the old man woke up.
And said, what? So keep it going, Carl Boris?
Yeah, well, what the hell are you doing? You're getting rid of all my great players here, like Upton and Ghost and Maven and
where are they going at?
Pelfrey and Zimmerman, all these wonderful guys we brought in. You can't do that.
I'm thinking that the old man, probably Illich, Mike Illich, by the way, when we call old man and flip your wig, I think he kind of woke up and said, you know, I must own the Lions now.
Yeah.
You know, because now he's taken in the ghost of William Clay Ford.
The ghost?
The ghost.
Oh.
Yeah, of William Clay Ford. This is how to run not only one bad, but two bad teams.
Yes.
You know, down to the ground because you don't care. I mean, the guy is, you know, one in the coffin, one on a banana peel. You know, okay, so let's get him out of the way. Let's take him back into the home. And then whoever's running the thing, can we get a clear? I don't understand what it is about Detroit sports. You can't get a clear line of who is running the show. You know, who's running the Lions, who's running the Tigers, who's running the Red Wings, the Pistons, you don't care who's running them. You know, so, okay, now what? You know, yeah. I mean, you almost think this was a calculated move on the Pistons to come down to Detroit, you know, and then to have a brand new arena with the Wings, because you got two suck teams that the only way that you're going to make money is if you go, woo, look at the shiny new place you get to sit down in. and pay the shiny new $20 for your 6 ounce beer.
Yeah.
You know? And it's not even going to be badass beer either. It's going to be whatever that other, you know, that watered down Drury's junk.
Miller
Lite. Yeah, with the original bottles. Like, yeah. That's going to be something. Can you imagine having an ad campaign? You know, our beer's back in the original bottle. So what? It was the original bottle when your grandfather was buying that swill, and it's not ever changed. There's a reason why Miller Lite is on the bottom, you know, or perhaps lower than Pabst Light, you know. So the original bottle, how is that saving you? And that's almost kind of like what the Wings are doing and what the basketball team's doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, we'll put you in somewhere nice and shiny. Woo! Look at the round. Look at the nice painted walls. Don't look at the team. Don't look at the team. Look at that ice.
Yeah.
Talking about that ice, did we even get into that? Is that here?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
A little bit more of the Tigers.
All right.
Yeah, but
it came out, too, that you know, they were interested in signing Alex Avila back as a backup catcher.
For what?
But he made $2.5 million, and they don't have $2.5 million.
So that's going to put everybody over, ain't it?
Yeah, so what we're looking at is they don't know what to do because they don't have any money to spend or they aren't willing to spend any more money. And you're talking about trading off guys that nobody is willing to give them what they're looking for. And they put themselves into a box. How they did it was they signed stupid contracts. They only paid players.
And you can't really give Double or Double D all that either. No. You know, because a lot of this stuff happened after Double D was gone when you thought you were going to do something fabulous. Because, you know, don't even do the Charlie Brown Great Pumpkin thing where you think, you know, oh, this will be the year, you know, now that Upton's settled in, you know, now that he gets American League hitting, now that he's comfortable in his surroundings. That crap never ends. I mean, it's just like, no, you got a guy that's now good, you know, and you can't trade him because you got the big money in him. You know, so I mean, that's almost like the roll call for any Illich team.
But we actually were able to escape the Prince Fielder contract. Granted, we had to eat some of it, but that was a bonehead move from the start, and it was a move that was an emotional overreaction
Absolutely.
To the Victor Martinez injury a few years ago. Now you did the same damn thing again with Justin Upton. You had a platoon in left field of Anthony the Unfriendly Ghost. And you had the...
I agree.
And God help us, it was Mike Avilas. And they were going to platoon it to him in left field. And Illich looked at it and said, well, I don't care. Let's blow the budget. We got to bring somebody better in here.
Let's bring in Jacoby Jones.
They signed Justin Upton to this ungodly contract.
And once again, the Tigers never bet against anybody besides themselves. You know, they never, when it comes to, like, negotiating contracts, it's like, well, we should offer the guy $1 million. No, $2 million. Well, nobody else is bidding on him. Okay, $3 million.
Yeah.
No, I said nobody is. $5 million.
Yeah.
No, nobody is in the market for this. $10 million, and that's my final offer. Okay. Call Burroughs now. You know? Maybe that'll be the new thing. Call Burroughs.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, it's $10 million, and it's my final offer. Would you go $12 million? Sold.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Sign here, old man. Hey, I'm getting a deal. I mean, where do they think they're getting a deal in any of this stuff? You know, the funny thing is that they push because Illich is about ready to die. I mean, he's like, I don't know, dust already, you know? So because
he's like Fidel Castro was for a few years.
Yeah, he's about
you just
this
don't
side.
Know.
No, I mean, even the worms are going, he looks delicious. You know, you bet the farm to hurry up and win while you're still alive. Well, guess what? You'll slip into darkness before this team even thinks about getting into the playoffs, especially with the ass moves that you guys did. They're all reactionary. They have nothing to do with the basis of baseball themselves. It's all a matter of, before I go in the iron lung, I better get a good pitcher. No, you don't. You know, and so you killed the team for the future for a long time. You know, well, I'll be pushing daisies anyways. Yeah, you will before any of this thing gets, you know, again, and we've talked about this so many times, the Illich family and the Ford family go on emotion and they don't take sports as a business. You know, I mean, it's pretty hardcore and there you go and there it is. If you're not, you know, you don't give anybody a $200 million contract. Nobody.
Yeah.
You know, especially nobody who's not 12. You know, so, you know, the whole Crinkly Dick thing, when you paid him $140 million, you know, his fat chick girlfriend, yikes. All right, now you can't get underneath that one. I mean, how much would $140 buy on the market for a good starting pitcher?
Buy better Mike Pelfrey, wouldn't it?
Yeah, True that. No Brad Penny here, but I mean, you think about it. How many pitchers could you buy for $140 million who will give you innings?
Actually, the way they spend, the way the Tigers spend money, that would get you Anibal Sanchez.
True, but I mean, if this was on a normal thinking kind of Boston team, you know, whatever out there, you know, you're going to make, you're going to have a couple of guys, good guys, you know. Instead of giving these people these crazy-ass contracts, you can't go to Washington all the time and go, you guys got $300 million for a washed-up right-hander? Yeah, sure. You know, and then, you know, the Illich, hey, I'll give him $5 million. I'll give him $50 million, $500 million. I'll give him everything. How about that? I'll work at Little Caesars. We got to get this guy.
You know, kind of funny you mentioned Washington. He said in a story the other day that the owner of the Nationals is good friends with Scott Boras.
Funny how that worked out.
Heard that one before.
You think about it. Everybody who Scott is the good. I mean, you got two older than, you know, Pontiac kind of owners. You know, and if you somehow, some way keep eating what Boras doesn't pay off. I mean, he's got this, must have a slick presentation, or he must have, like, hookers galore to get in there and get these things signed. Because just think of all the big contract guys that Boras had signed, they don't pay off. I mean, these guys don't live up to their expectations. They don't live up to their contracts.
Like Scherzer, I got to say that Scherzer at this point has lived up to the deal that he signed.
What has he won?
What has he won? I mean, in terms of the team, that's a different story.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why you're there, is for the team, unless you're going for individual stat, but it doesn't matter because you got whatever money you got. Yeah. But, I mean, this guy was supposed to push him to the World Series. Uh-huh. You can win a Cy Young, you can win whatever you want to win, but that doesn't help your team, you know, if it's looking in October.
Right, and that's why when you look at structuring a team, the idea of loading up the big money, big names – isn't always the way to go. A lot of times you spread the money around. I remember I talked to my son the other day, and he was saying, yeah, I remember when they did the Fielder deal, you were pretty excited about for about 2 hours,
then you soured
on it. You said, well, what if they took that money, and instead of reacting and signing Prince Fielder, they went out and bought a good second baseman, bought a good relief pitcher, and spread the money around a little more, and upgraded several positions. Wouldn't that have made more sense? He said, you know, and that was my point. And that's my point. You look at these contracts. For example, a Justin Upton. Let's say instead of a Justin Upton, you go blow the budget on him. If you really thought about spending that money back when you were bringing in a Mike Avila's, maybe you brought somebody in a little bit better, like a Gerardo Parra or somebody like that who could fill the left field position and wouldn't cost that boatload. But no. You play around with this, and then you overreact the other way, and you blow the budget. Now you're whining and crying. You got to pay the luxury tax, and now they put the surtax in on top of that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, now they got the surtax.
And now you're freaking out.
For anything over $215 million.
Yeah. The other problem you have is, since you got hit with the luxury tax this year, going into next year, if you lose a free agent, you don't get a compensatory pick, even if you do a qualifying offer, which means J.D. Martinez, hey,
get them going now, but see, every other team knows that now.
Yeah.
You know, every other team knows that it's time for, you know, that you got to deal with this guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll give you the guy, you know, pushing the soft pretzels, you know, and maybe some player to be named later, you know. I mean, you kind of think about it. Why, what is this mystery? And we should go to you, Kenny, with this one. How much is this tax?
Right now, they paid a $6 million tax this year.
That's all they're paying. Shut up!
Okay. Problem is, going forward, they're already locked into being over the cap, and because of the new CBA, it presents all kinds of new problems. The compensatory pick when you lose a free agent. There's the surtax on top of it, so it makes it much more onerous. And the more years in a row that you're over the cap, the higher the rate goes. So your $6 million could be $20 million or $30 million going forward.
But what do you care? You know, really, why are you all of a sudden woke up? I mean, if you're giving some guy $185 million, what's $6 million to you? You know, knowing that that's a trash contract. I mean, if you're throwing that kind of money around, if you're throwing a $180 million, good God, for one singular human being that cannot help cancer, you know, why do you care about $6 million? Why all of a sudden this panic mode for $6 million. Once again, Detroit Tigers. Serious cack land.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are like almost running. I mean, I thought the Fords were bad. And as much as it took Fords to die, and they're still not doing right, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, these Illich teams are getting weirder and weirder as we go along.
Yes.
I mean, for $6 million that you would give anybody $200 million, willy-nilly, and now you're crying about six. Here's the thing, folks. It's like you'll spend $500 for a Snickers bar, but then you go, oh, but the tax on it's 4 cents? Oh, I can't do that. Oh, my God. So I'll go hungry for the rest of my life. You know?
Exactly.
So what are you crying? I mean, I think that's what befuddles a lot of the baseball team fans, if there's any left in Detroit. You know? Because you see, I mean, what is the Cubs payroll?
They're under the cap.
They're under.
Yeah, no kidding. So, I mean, you think about it. All right, so is it throwing money around, or is it throwing money around wisely?
That's exactly it. And the other thing, too, is if you focus some of your efforts on drafting and player development, you have cheaper players under control, team control for a while.
Yeah, right.
So when you look at the Cubs lineup, you had a Javier Baez, you had a Chris Bryant, and you had some other players who had come up through the system and weren't eligible for arbitration. So they're paying those guys cheap, relatively cheap money.
Sure.
Okay, which kind of offsets then the Dexter Fowlers, some of the other veterans that you have,
right?
John Lester,
yeah, Addison Russell's,
another good example, yeah. So that's what the Tigers have lacked. They haven't had a productive farm system. They haven't brought the guys up through, and you know have a consistent production out of the minor league system. And when you have a guy that looks like he might be something, what do? You trade him off for a veteran, an expensive veteran. And you're patching and plugging the holes with these expensive guys. And what do you end up with? You're filling out your roster with an Andrew Romine. That's what.
See, that's the whole thing. That's the horror story. And I think maybe DD figured it out, too. It's like if you're always under this constant barrage of win now, you can't win now. Unless you're really, really close, there's no way that you can win now. And, I mean, the Tigers have had holes for I can't remember the last solid team the Tigers had. You know, they had an Achilles heel somewhere enough where it would not push them over.
Yep.
You know?
And for many years it was the bullpen.
Yeah.
We've seen how many times the bullpen has blown up.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. And it still does.
Yeah.
You know, there's still, I mean, so of all the, I mean, you just take a look at the pie chart. You know, how do you want to distribute all your money? And man, you got, what is it on the Detroit Tigers? Is it like four players make almost like 90% of the money? You know, Crinkly Dick and the Drunk and Upton.
And Victor.
Yeah, it's not 90%, but it's it's at least half of the money. That
for four guys.
Yep.
You know? And then you got four aging guys. Four guys that are not going to help you. Victor is not going to help you at all. You know? I mean, if we divorce the deal of the human beings in this, and we just talk about the sports abilities that they have or they don't have, not one of these guys have anything really left in the can. Nothing. You know, Crinkly Dick's about the closest you're going to get. But really, what does he have? You know, trade Verlander, too. You better trade him to California. Because you're going to have one unhappy guy if his fat chick girlfriend is going to be in Beverly Hills in that $5.6 million mansion. Which, can you imagine? I mean, 5.6, even the 0.6 would make us go, oh, my God, what kind of house is this? And this guy goes, well, let's see, that's probably June's paycheck. You know, your fat chick girlfriend. Anyways, you know, you think he's going to be happy staying here in Detroit in another rebuilding year, you know?
In the cold weather?
Yeah. I mean, you think about it. I mean, how much is Zimmerman going to come back? That's huge. Yeah. I mean, that's going to be your big question mark. Because Crinkly does not like to be second banana, you know. I mean, I think it's pretty well showed. He doesn't like being behind anybody, you know, unless the fat chick girlfriend with the crinkly dick, you know. Beyond that fact, you know, he, like, sulks. I mean, you could see every time that there was a better pitcher than him at the Tigers, what was his years? Nowhere near, you know. So he sulks. He doesn't care. He's got to be, you know, he wants to be the man with the baseball. Of course he does. He wants to spotlight the ego. But, however, it's not helping your team any, dude. You know? So, considering that he is... What year is he on his contract?
Fourth year, I think.
Fourth year out of what? Out of 10?
Seven.
Okay. Well, think about... You know what we should do? We should, when we see the intern in the hall, we'll ask him, get on this. Is it front-loaded or back-loaded? Yeah,
we'd
see, that's...
We'd have to double-check that.
Yeah, because that would be kind of, can you trade him? All right, so next year, he waddles through this year, you know, and, I mean, tries to pitch, tries to get some velocity with that little crinkly dick that looks like a twist tie off a hillbilly bread loaf, you know. Then, can you see if he's got three more years left? But three more years at what, almost 40? You know, almost 40, and if that thing's backloaded, you got that man for life, you know? I mean...
Well, that's not the scary contract. The scary one's Cabrera, because that's got several years yet to go into the next decade.
Who is he represented by? Nobody anymore. He doesn't need it.
Yeah.
You know? But I bet you if that's Burroughs, I bet you they go next year and go for an extension. I swear they go for it, you know?
Yeah, okay. How many years? 40 years? Fine. Here you go. $6 billion. Oh, make it eight.
You know? I'll throw on a pizza. All right, Mr. Ellis, thanks a
with
lot.
With everything on it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll give you a franchise, too, while you're there.
Yeah, it sounds good to me.
You know? Good guy. Can somebody get him away? I mean, I don't understand. First of all, what are you guys so secretive about? What's the point? Who's running the show? Who's the point man now? You know, nobody in their right mind thinks that Ilitch is running. Mister Flip Your Wigs is running it anymore.
No.
I don't think that he can run his bladder without the Depends.
Yeah, what happened? Oh, sign a middle fielder.
You know, it must be all Chris Ilitch right now. Nobody, yeah. And it kind of just kind of floated. Wouldn't you be like pleased to go? Look, folks, you know, I can barely wipe my own ass anymore, so I'm taking all the power is going over to my son Chris. I think he's going to be a great guy. I hope you give him all. You know, kind of like the Godfather thing.
Please support
him.
Yeah.
Please give him all your respect.
You know, or something. But it's this kind of wavering kind of... I mean, Flip Your Wig hasn't been at the stadium in how long? You know, maybe once or twice a year, you know? And that you own the team, you know? You probably have, a luxury suite there, you know? So you probably could go there at any time and not really have to bring out the credit card.
But they'd have to bring the oxygen tent out, too, though.
To bring the brain-dead thing. I'm telling you, man, if I was Boris, I would stand right in front of Co-America, and if I saw the old man coming, I would have contracts in my hand. You know? Sign this one. He can hit 188.
Okay. How much?
Two home runs.
Yeah.
In his career, 12-year career.
Okay. Sounds like a winner.
He can play center field. He has, but he can.
Yeah, that's right. He's good in the bullpen.
He knows where it is.
Yeah. There you go.
He knows where center field is.
Well, that's good enough for me then. If you say so, Mr. Boris.
There you go. Now then Boris is like clicking his heels. Woohoo!
Got another one.
Yeah, no. You got to feel bad. Scott Boris, who's perhaps one of the most craftiest agents in all baseball, you got to feel crappy, man, taking advantage of old dudes. I mean...
Oh, I'm sure he feels terrible.
I bet you he does. I hope he does. I mean, somehow, some way, something's going to come back. I mean, karma's a bitch.
Know, the bank teller keeps asking, well, what are these tear stains on these checks?
No, they're zeros. There's zeros in front of the comma, in front of the comma, in front of the comma. Because you wonder, even if he gets 10%, because you know if Scott goes with that player... That thing is going to be $150 million plus because now that's almost the bottom tier for superstar players, $150 for 7 years. You know? Good Lord. Here comes your lockout. I mean, when does this new CBA kick in?
Now. Kicks in now.
This year?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, how many years? So it's got to be 3 year, 4 year? They want labor peace?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? So 1721. So in 2021... We can hardly wait to see what the state of baseball is going to be like. You know, your 221 hitter is going to be making 140 mil, and that's going to be a steal, you know? But then again, if you got owners like Ilitch, you know, dying off, is Chris going to go back for that?
No.
Yeah.
The Yankees, they pulled back, too, when George died.
Yeah, a lot, and for a long time, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because they didn't see the value of making the big splash.
Right.
You know, which makes sense, because the big splash means Jack.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, really, I'm trying to think of even Houston that should be doing something. But talking about doing something, we should be doing something, too. Hey, how about number two? First of all, but wait a minute, to finish that one up, what's up with Jacoby Jacobs? Why is his name still, he can't hit a curve, a major league curveball.
Oh,
so what's
Jacoby Jones?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what did I say, Jacobs? Sorry, yeah.
You know, there is really no buddy that the Tigers have that can fill center field.
Right.
But, I mean, what is the romance of this kid? I mean, he was supposed to be, you know, hit a home run in his first time up and all that stuff. And, you know, it's really great for the baseball movies, you know. But in real life, he can't hit a major league curve.
Right.
You know, otherwise that guy would have been there for the rest of the season. I mean, yeah. I don't even know how good of an outfielder is he. I didn't think he was all that five-star.
No. I mean, he's got a lot of speed, but...
Yeah.
That you got to get on base before that happens.
No, I'm saying speed in the outfield.
Can you catch?
When they traded for him, he was actually a shortstop in the Pirates.
He was an infielder. Yeah.
And they said, well, he'd probably move to third base or the outfield. He's got a lot of speed, so hey, he can cover center field, right? Maybe.
But didn't he have to sit out because he was suspended?
Yeah, it was the performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how those guys who get off the performing-enhancing drugs, once they do...
Loser.
You suck!
You know, then they kind of... I give you a McGuire.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give you a gentleman from the early Cubs. You know, what happened to these guys once they come off of... You know, whatever little hormone they're rocking and rolling. They suck. Oh,
you suck.
They do. You know? So, if this guy's... I mean, if he was all world and we got him, then they found out. First of all, Tigers...
Loser.
Way to go for the due diligence. I mean, didn't this guy have a physical, you know, before you got him? Oh, that's okay. He looks like a good man.
No, they did a physical. They just didn't do a drug test.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you do one? In this day and age, I mean, isn't that mandatory, or is that not on the CBA?
I don't know if the teams do a drug test. I know the Major League does a drug. The Major League Baseball caught the drugs.
Wait a minute. Where did they slide this in? Lloyd McCone is now the Tigers' batting coach?
Right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
that be fun if he's the hitting coach and you got Anthony, friendly ghost, out in center field?
Do you see what this is going on?
Yeah, I see exactly what's. It's going to be fun.
This is what's going to go on. I mean, McClellan is there in case Darth Mouth happens to slip up. So if Asmus is fired. Gee, who's got managerial... Lloyd does.
Well, Gene Lamont does, too. Maybe they can tag team it.
God almighty. I'll give you all three.
The Tigers could be the first team ever to have two assistant managers.
Oh, my God, and they would blow suck.
The three of them. Put the three of them together. Asmus, McClendon, and Lamont. You could have a triumvirate. Kind of like the old Romans.
Those three guys couldn't figure out a circle jerk, man. All three of them. Hey, which way do we go? This way? No, this way. No. Put the punt sign on. No, man. That's not what we're doing here.
No, do the hit and run. No, not that one. No.
Not you, McClellan. I mean, you'd have to lift it up and be like finding it in the Batcave. Da 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 da. Oh, there it is. McClellan, look, man, do a sit up in your lifetime, won't you? Jesus, God almighty. How can we even like take any respect out of a guy that has like a wheelbarrow for his gut to pull it around with? Hey, are we doing good? Okay, keep going. You know, fat pig can't do anything.
Should he steal or should he not steal?
I don't know. You got any food?
I sure as hell ain't stealing.
Except for every Friday, my paycheck. No? Good God. I mean, well, I don't know, man. Just keep bringing us food. We don't care.
Well, we did just about spend the whole hour on number one, didn't we?
There you go.
All right, let's move on. What's number two?
We can rip four. I like number three here.
Number three.
Yeah, number three is pretty. I thought it was a non-story story.
Huh.
You know.
Yep, number three. Dallas Cowboy running back We'll just call him Zeke Elliott because that's our name for
Ezekiel?
Me to say.
Ezekiel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zeke Elliott.
That's what they were calling him on the football.
Zeke. Okay.
Yeah.
It's call like Ziggy, right?
Mr. Elliott. There you go.
Yeah, he scored a... he ran for a touchdown in Sunday night's game against Tampa Bay, and he decided to jump into a Salvation Army kettle the end zone.
It's really weird. What the hell was that thing doing there anyways? Was it some kind of halftime show? You know, because I don't think you want to throw your money down, try to see if you can hit it from like tier B, hit somebody in the head with a quarter.
Yeah, it was in the end. It was funny when I saw him running that way. I'm going, what the hell's that kettle doing there?
It was probably a prop that they put in there for him to jump into.
Yeah, but they said it wasn't scripted. It said they didn't have anything.
Yeah, right.
I'll be darned if it wasn't. You know, because who jumps in the kettle cleats first? You know, with all the things that could go wrong with you.
Yeah.
You know, but bless your heart, he did. I mean, the guy's a wife beater or whatever, allegedly. You know, and all that. I mean, he's not, like, really the coolest person as PR people have. You know, but to do that was a cool thing. And then for the NHL to even think that it was going to be a fine for excessive celebration when he jumps into the kettle, it was funny as hell. It wasn't taunting anybody. It helped out a fine charity. You know, so come on. And there was even a story because everybody was waiting Sunday night. He's going to get fined $12,000. He's going to get fined that, what is it, $12,175 for the most that they can fine you for that?
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, they didn't fine him. Oh, boy. Because did you see that Jerry Jones, the owner? It was like, come on, fine me. Come on. Fine me the biggest fine you can do it. We'll take it to the Supreme Court. It will really make some publicity for the Salvation Army.
He did get flagged for it, though.
Yeah.
15 yards.
15-yard penalty.
Damn.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great story.
Yeah.
You know, for the thing that the guy was, all the idiot things that he has done, just this one little deal, especially around Christmas time, brilliantly done. You know?
Yeah, and they said that the donations have
gone up 60%.
Yeah. And most of them have been coming in at $21 a shot. Because of his jersey number 21.
Ah,
bet you his jersey number next year goes up to 106.
maybe they'll put the kettle back down there again so when he scores.
I think it's brilliant. There's your Lambo leap. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, if you can't do that, because I don't think you can do that in Detroit, can you? I know you can't do it in Cleveland because you'll never jump in Cleveland.
Yeah, you jump into the dog pound, you ain't getting back out.
did Cleveland win yet?
Nope.
P.E.I., guys. No. We need something here. We can't have two teams go 0-16 now, can we? You know,
no, we can't have two lousy teams like the Lions.
Yeah, we want to be lousy by ourselves.
Well, we were lousy first, though.
Yeah, but still, you don't want to have
a tie.
Yeah. I mean, think about everybody. Every time that some team gets off to like 0-6, they trot out the Miami Dolphins again, the 72 Dolphins. Oh, they can't beat our record. You know, look, no one's going to go 0-16 again ever. Won't ever happen. You know, to not win with the owners in the NFL, that's pretty easy to do, especially with the Rams coming in, you know.
Whoever plays Cleveland in the last game, don't show up. Let them win.
Yeah, wrestle you guys.
Then it would be a tie because Cleveland never shows up.
Can you imagine if you're a Cleveland fan right now? I mean, you got world champion, almost world champion, and the worst team in the league, you know. Yike.
Well, unless you're playing for the playoffs, then show up.
Yeah, but who are they playing, though?
I don't know.
I'll get the intern.
Yeah, we'll have to get the intern on that one. But
It'd be interesting to see, you know, who the next kind of people
are. They should play the Lions because the Lions are in a big tailspin right now.
There you go.
Did you see that game? Did you see? Oh, my God.
Your number four? There you go.
Yeah. Oh, Caldwell. Oh, I didn't throw the flag on that play. You know, ball obviously hits the ground, okay? So it's like, well, I didn't throw the flag. It was only 4 yards. Tell your defense that. Tell your defense that. Okay, give up 4 yards. That's okay.
He would have won the challenge and still had another challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was easy because you took a look at any angle you saw it at.
Did you hear the excuse? Well, we were on the road and the delay giving us the video.
How do you delay giving anybody the video? The video is instantaneous for both teams.
I've never heard any coach ever use that one.
And nobody, you know, and the stupid thing is nobody in the media challenged him.
No.
Wait a minute. It's like, wait, what? You know, what is this guy? Are you so afraid of your credentials? See, and this is the beautiful thing, fine listener of this show, because nobody pays for us. You know, we don't accept money from any sport team, any sport entity, and we never will, you know, unless we get Scott Boros. You know,
as our agent.
Hell yeah. Think about the money we will accept. You know, however, and that's the reason why we can talk to you unfiltered about, you know, sports. And it's stuff like that that just makes you go, no, you know, no chance. So that's kind of, if there's no media person that's going to challenge any NFL coach, I've never seen it happen, except for if you're in New York, you know. But, I mean, it's what are you guys afraid of, especially in Detroit? You know, you got a coach that's over his head. You know, everybody knows. I mean, you got two games. It really rests on the Packers game in Detroit.
Yeah, and we know the Lions have a great history of playing, you know, the Packers and
losing.
Losing, yes.
Yeah.
Especially when the playoff spots on the line or a division title. They fold like a tent.
What does it take for them to... And you know what? That'll be fabulous if it does. I am cheering for the Lions to screw up. I always am. I just...
You suck!
They do. Oh, the Leafs came in from.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the Maple Leafs.
No. But the thing was that if you get a team that looked like it was soaring to heights and then finishes out, I mean, there's another Tiger-esque kind of season, another Michigan Wolverine-esque type season. Everybody thought championship, and if you could get out locked door, I will drive personally around Ford Field tooting my horn with a huge glass if I told you so.
You know what? I've got an even better scenario for you.
Okay.
They lose to Green Bay, but they squeeze into a wild card spot, and their playoff game is in Green Bay. Wouldn't they be perfect? Right. Lambeau Field in January. Yeah.
For
we're
going to
win that
team.
One, aren't we? I mean, when's the last time the Lions won in Green Bay?
Well, in a stadium team. You know, stadium teams don't like January in Green Bay.
No.
You know, no matter. And you're hoping for a snowball, you know.
Yeah.
But more than likely, they'll play Dallas again. You know, if. I mean, you know what we got to do? Again, we got to talk to the intern about this. What does it take for Detroit to sneak in as a wild card?
Well, they got help last night because Carolina beat Washington, so that helps them.
Yeah.
If Washington would have won, that would have even hurt the Lions even more.
Right. So there's a combination of Tampa and Washington.
Yeah.
Something there's got to happen. So.
So it's got to be between those two?
Yeah.
Tampa's kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah.
When did this happen? I mean, the beginning of the season, they were gone for dead.
Well, Jameis Winston's been playing well, and their defense really kicked up.
Right.
Congratulations,
yeah.
You know, because, I mean, you were just like another Cleveland team waiting to happen, you know, which kind of makes you look at the Cleveland team and go, what are you guys? Wait a minute. Isn't the Cleveland team the one that's got the baseball guy as a GM?
Yep.
Oh, good God. And there's your experiment. 0-16, the worst ever.
So, Cleveland, you got to fire the baseball guy and hire a hockey guy.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll work.
Get somebody from the Barons.
Well, maybe they can convince Caldwell to go over there.
Oh, yeah, because he's got experience.
See?
Yeah, there you go.
Big name coach.
There you are, because we can't hire anybody else that may be good. Let's get another retread, you know.
Or you can hire the general manager from Moose Jaw.
Yeah, or the 98ers.
Yeah. Or Saskatoon or someplace.
It's somebody from Medicine Hat.
Yeah, there you go.
You know.
Maybe they can turn the team around. Maybe they can get some tough guys.
Who owns the Cleveland team, the Brown team? Individual owner? Is it one of those collection of bad people, in our opinion?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is admitting.
I don't know I don't know if anybody wants their name out there.
You know, it's bad good when idea. You look up at the owner's box and he's got a paper bag over his head,
or he pulled the shades down.
Yeah,
no kidding. Just go to Cleveland Stadium and bye. I mean, God, what a letdown that's got to be. You're thinking this is our year for the trifecta, you know, in Cleveland of all places, you know, and your football team. You know, brown's a great color.
Hasn't been right since Brian Sipe was the quarterback.
Yeah, well, I thought it was interesting when they got that hockey team and they named them the Barons. I said, yeah, it is a pretty barren place, isn't it?
Oh, that's kind of cool. I mean, really, the Cleveland Barons is badass. How many years did they play?
Three?
Yeah, just, yeah, a couple, three.
Can you, I mean, was that the shortest move since Atlanta? Atlanta number two?
Yeah, number two. Yeah.
They didn't even like, move anywhere. They just...
Yeah.
They merged him into the North Stars, didn't they?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't a very good experiment.
No.
I mean, it was a cool idea, but I mean, how can't you draw in Cleveland, but you can draw in Columbus? What the hell? You know?
Evidently, Ohio State likes hockey or something. I don't know.
You know, Cleveland is a swinging town. I mean, the whole town they actually did it well, you know? And so, God love you, folks. I mean, they're kind of like us. I mean, there's like Chicago or the Midwest, and then there's the Clevelands, the Detroits, kind of the Buffalo-ish, not even Buffalo. Never mind that.
Yeah, and see now they brought in, John Tortellini, the first American coach that's won 500 games. They got everything going on in Columbus now.
God, and they're actually winning though.
And they're actually winning.
That's the scary part. But, you know, evidently they don't have the plan like the Wings do.
Yeah, the plan. The rope-a-dope.
Keep losing, baby. Keep losing until you got 40 games left.
Wow, that's coming up pretty quick.
They know it. They got the script. They read it. You know, I mean, they're trying to, like, lose as much as they can. If you're new here, the Detroit Red Wings, in our estimation, has this wonderful... plan to lose as many games as possible, rope-a-dope, 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 and then when all these other teams get tired of scoring, you know, 10, 12, 15 goals on you, their arms will be weary, and then in the next 40 games, Detroit, who has not played at all and been like sleepwalking through, they'll be fresh, and they'll be ready to tear up the league while the league is tired. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
He's full of shit.
Says the Leafs, and where's the Leafs today?
1 point behind the Red Wings.
And where are they at?
Tied for last with Buffalo.
Oh!
Yeah, there you go. So when we talk about scatology, let us talk about the team that actually should have it. The 1 point, what was that term? Behind, which means looking up at. There you go.
With one game in hand.
Oh, now who gives a damn?
Okay.
Shit, like that's going to be an instant win? They had three games in hand, and now they got one game in hand. They're still behind.
That's okay.
They need to switch hands. He used the wrong hand.
That's right, really. Shoot left, man. There you go. See? They don't see the deal with the Leafs is they don't have a plan. You know, they're trying to, like, spread out their losses all through the season. No, 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 no. You concentrate. You know, I mean, Babcock should have told them that.
Right?
Yeah. And then you groom, and that's what makes you the story of the year. That's what gets, you know, ESPN over and watching you all the time. That's where you get ABC Sports over with you all the time. You know, because now you're a story. You're a Cinderella story. You're a rags-to-riches kind of thing. It's a brilliant deal. It brings a tear to my eye just thinking about it.
Oh, my God.
Second down.
Sounds like a bullshit story to me.
Yeah, who's looking up?
That's okay.
No, why is it okay?
It's okay.
Because you're in the basement.
Okay. Because it's better than last year.
When you were in the basement by yourself.
That's right.
It's okay. Plenty of time.
Looking up.
Plenty of time.
Things are looking up. And when you're the Maple Leafs, you're used to looking up.
No. Your neck's got to be sore since 1967?
It's like painting a ceiling, you know? It's like, I'm tired, man. My neck hurts.
Look at the holes in the ceiling. Oh, wait. Wait a minute. It's not the 60s anymore? Wait a minute. Go to Hamilton. Go to Hamilton. Change your luck.
Nope.
You got a really nice stadium in Hamilton, Ontario. They want a hockey team.
Hey, look who finally showed up. It's Stan.
All right.
And Stan's got a few things to say, doesn't he?
God. He's such a lip.
Boy, Stan was not happy about the way his team performed.
Really now?
Call it a team?
I couldn't tell.
Gee, you know they should fire the general manager. Oh, wait.
Yeah, Pistons' last three games they've lost by...
80?
A lot.
A lot, yeah.
And according to Andre Drummond, he says there's are things going on behind the scenes and they are not good.
Really?
I'll be darned. Wow. Oh, that was deep there, Andre.
Well, you know what, Andre? There's things going on in front of the scene, too, that are not good.
Yeah.
Like your play and your teammates' play. I mean, because you suck.
Yeah, I mean, really, wouldn't you put Ish Smith back in as guard, you know, point guard right now? Because, I mean, he was pushing up the ball. He got it stuff. You get Stanley back, whatever. I mean, it's cause and effect. This guy comes in, you're 3-6. He had Ish Smith running the team, and you guys were, like, you know, treading water. So, okay. And so now that you have the team meeting and all that stuff, and Van Gundy is, like, you know, oops, sorry.
Yeah. Team beating my ass, he said.
Yeah, no, that was what Stan said.
Which means what, though? I mean, you're the coach and general manager. There is nobody else to blame this on. What's happening, and we've gone back, I would say, you know, a couple of years when he got in there, the guy's a fraud in our estimation. The guy is a fraud. You know, he really is. He's a short-term kind of, you know, he reminds me of Frank, whatever that guy's name, the little short guy that was there before him, you know, another fraud as coach. You know, I mean, you burn out real quick. You know, nobody respects you, and it's clear that's what's going on with the Pistons right now. Nobody respects the coach or the general manager. The only fear you have is the guy's general manager. But with this team, go ahead, trade me now. Where else are you going to go that I could go lower? You know, Clippers? No, I mean, you can't go to that dumping ground anymore.
No, Clippers are playing well.
And in this league, you can't go to Cleveland because they're good.
That's true, too. Yeah, amen, brother. I mean, where could they possibly trade you where it would be worse? Miami? I mean, you got a better nightlife if you're
the
a young guy.
Go to the Knicks.
Yeah, but now you're in New York, so if you make anything whatsoever, you know that Melo is going to be gone. You know, he's kind of like their crinkly dick.
wherever Melo goes... It ends up in a shithole.
Yeah, it's kind of talking about. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it. I mean, coming from Denver, but boy, you'd see the Broncos. Ew. What happened there? From first to worst?
Yeah.
I mean, how is this working? I mean, how many guys did they lose from contracts? Yikes. But that has nothing to do with I was just thinking of everybody that we know out in Denver. You know?
Jeannie's not a happy camper.
Keep smoking that dope, everybody. No, I'm sure she's not, but I mean, really, what do you hang your hat on? You know, that these guys, you know, you're all thrilled because you got rid of the right quarterback, but what do you got going on? You know, there is nothing here that, you know, inspires confidence that this year was just an oops. You know, especially when they lost last night. Yay.
They've lost every running back, starting running back that they've had all year. I mean, they're down to running back number 5 and 6, I think, now.
Well, it kind of happens in sports. You know, I mean, very few times you repeat and again and again and again. You know, I mean, Tigers were lucky to do that because they had a weak division and they had, you know, kind of cut everybody napping. But it never really matters. If you do not win your league's championship, your season doesn't matter. Say, oh, there was development, say this, that, and everything. But really, you go home with the guys that are 0-16. Doesn't matter if you're, you know, 15-1 and you didn't win anything. And that's sports.
Yep. I mean, that was their main problem is because they lost their running back, so they've had to. I mean, Trevor Siemian, I don't think has ever thrown 51 passes in his life, and that's what he's been doing. In college, in high school, and everything, he threw 51 passes.
You know, talk about your arm getting tired. That'll do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he's never, I mean... He was the 25-30 pass quarterback. But when you don't have a running back, you're back throwing the ball because everybody knows you don't have a running game. So you know, they're just going to rush four guys and back up seven and say, okay, try to throw it.
What's the story with Rutgers?
Well, Rutgers, yeah, they got caught with a whole bunch of violations for talking to prospects when they weren't supposed to, and
it was even violating, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah, and you know, and usually when you get caught with violations and stuff like that, you're usually a good team. They didn't even win a game in the. It's like,
yeah, you sucked and you broke the rules. Way to go!
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you're gonna break the rules, at least win a game.
It's like a 220 hitter gets caught with PED, right?
Yeah,
it's like, what's the point?
Yeah, take all the drugs you want. It still didn't do you any good.
Yeah.
All right, take a look at number six really, really quickly. We notice that this is seems to be breaking out now, you know?
Oh, yeah, the player's not deciding to play in the bowl games because, heaven forbid, they get a hangnail and it hurts their NFL career.
That's amazing. Now, you know, you can see who, you know, I'm always pulling for these guys, you know, that they suck as NFL players. You know, because if you think that highly of yourself, that you're that much of a China doll, that you can't play one last game, you know, because that's going to hurt your career, and you're fucked up. I mean, you really, there's something screwed up in your brain. It's a team game. It's not a you game, you know.
Yeah, all they're doing is thinking about themselves, and who cares about their team?
Well, it's because there was a player last year who got hurt in the bowl game, and it cost him a lot of money. You got $1 million settlement off the insurance, but he would have signed for a lot more than that, so...
If you're worried that's, you know, don't walk across the street. You know, it's a stupid thing. The thing that propelled you there was that clearly you're one of the best players on the team, you know, and they need you, you know, to bowl out because you're worried about how much money you're going to get. Peace out. Don't play the game. Don't do this.
Yeah.
But what you can do is Kenny Pocket, CPA of our super side. What didn't we discuss in 60 seconds?
Well, we didn't discuss, you know, we had talked a couple weeks ago about the Red Wings and the Pistons sharing an arena. And we were concerned about the effect on the basketball floor and on the ice. Well, guess what happened last night? Red Wings had a game in Carolina, and they couldn't get the ice ready. Just so happens that's a shared arena. I mean,
is it really?
They don't have the NBA play there, but the North Carolina State Wolfpack plays there. So, they had a problem with the ice. We're just going to watch and see Little Caesars Arena and see how things work.
Cool. Well,
yeah. It was a cooling problem with a valve or something, but still.
Yeah, it's dorky. I mean, you should never, I mean, in a professional league, you should never ever have those problems. And one of the problems you shouldn't have is Mark Milicek, our sport director here at CKW Radio 76. What didn't we discuss in 1 minute?
Well, I have to give my friend Daniel some recognition here because his Oakland Raiders over the weekend clinched a playoff spot for the first time in 15 years or so. So I decided to mention that because his Oakland Raiders clinched before the Lions clinched, but they might not even clinch, so... So I'd like to congratulate Daniel for his team clinching the playoffs.
Well, I'm pulling for that Lions playoff game in Green Bay. That's what I'm
go kids go.
To.
And come what we're
guys.
Pulling for you is that we're so glad you're with us today. And if you miss us, we're over there on Podbean, which is the only reason why you're listening to us now. So I don't even have to tell you that, though. But you'll always see us here at. If you can't be with us at 7 o'clock at night on Tuesdays, you can always get us at podbean.com. Just in the search thingy, put in CKIW and then fall on down to us.
The welcome ad is out.
It is. And, the vacancy sign is lit. You know, so come on by, say hi. Love to have you. Talking about that, have a wonderful, happy holiday. Have a happy Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. And we'll see you next Tuesday here on the Sports Authority. See you then, folks.
Merry Christmas.